The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Very upset because my husband here, DJ Automatic, hid something from me. As my husband, you should never hide something from me. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I'm not happy that you hid this. Today I found out that my daughter was in grave danger.
Okay, let me tell the story. Okay, so I get a ring notification on my phone. We have another house. Our daughter lives in that house. So I look at the ring notification and there's a car alarm going off. And I was like, what's going on? So I call Ava and no answer. And then I go to the garage camera.
Which, by the way, Ava Maddock never answers the phone for us. I digress.
I go to the garage camera and I could still hear the alarm going off and the car alarm going off. It's the honking horn over and over and over. And I'm like, what is going on? Her car's there. I could hear the alarm. I start to freak
out
a little bit.
Somebody probably attacked her and she set the alarm off.
This
is what I don't know as her mother.
This is what really freaks me out. I go to the front door camera and it's offline.
Oh my
God. And I was like, what is going on? So I call her again. No answer. So I start looking at all the cameras. I start going through all the live footage, going through all the past footage. And I'm like, she's been at the house for like 8-9 hours. Why is she not answering the phone?
Someone broke in. Something's happening.
That's what I start thinking. And I'm like, I can't tell Dana this because she will have a meltdown.
I'm having a meltdown right now.
And so I call again. And she answers. And she says, Dad, why are you bothering me? I'm trying to get in the shower. I have work in an hour. I was like, what is going on with the car alarm? She said, it's next door. It's that Bronco Jeep next door. And I was like, oh, gosh.
But the fact that you didn't tell me actually probably saved me some grief.
I did save you because I know you had a full-on freak out because I was having a mini freak out.
Well, I want to know what's happening in all three of my daughter's lives. I don't care that they are grown-ups.
Dana has location turned on for everyone.
Everybody. I know where they are, what they're doing. I might even know what they're having for lunch, okay? I want to know that they're safe. Why not with today's technology? Why shouldn't we? I just read a study yesterday. In fact, we're going to talk about it probably next week sometime, that 80% of people have a location, some type of app or just a snap or something of where their adult children are at all times. They want to know, just like me. It's a new day and age. It's not that I'm hovering. It's that I want to know that everything's okay. What if a kidnapper grabs them and I can save them because I know the location?
Well, you know, when they get to 30, that maybe you should cut the digital lease.
When we get there, we'll talk about it. Don't you want to know where all your family is at all times?
I don't have the location turned on for anyone. I don't have one for you.
Because you don't know how.
No, I know how. I just didn't grow up watching people's locations, and so it feels a little bit weird to me.
I didn't grow up watching people's locations, but now that I know I can, for me, it gives me a little peace of mind. You know, like when Ava's in school, I'm like, okay, she's here. All right, she's there. All right, she's walking to class. I know exactly where she is. It makes me feel better.
I know that she doesn't want me to watch her location because the second she's somewhere that I don't like, I'm going to call her and I'm going
to
be like, hey,
yeah, you don't need to watch her location at all.
No.
All right, DJ Automatic, what do we have for National Day?
We have National Go Fishing Day, and then we also have National Dump the Pump Day.
So this is a day like you want to carpool, take public transportation, something to not utilize. Don't buy any gas today.
It'll be a cheaper day if you don't.
Man, why would I just... If you'd have told me, we'd just call in and not use any gas at all.
We could have just gone fishing.
Is it Go Fishing Day?
Yeah, I said it's National Go Fishing Day as well.
I just lost it when you said dump the pump because, man, with gas prices, I know they've gone down a little bit, but it's just not enough.
No, it's not. So go
Electric
take some of that stress away with
way.
A good fishing day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so it's a pretty important question. Do your kids know what to do in the event of an emergency beyond calling 911? I'm asking this question because 10-year-old Leah, she and her little brother were doing the Warheads TikTok challenge. Warheads has sour candy. He's kind of a big candy, though. And they're jumping on a trampoline. Of course, they're recording it because it's a challenge. I'm sure they're going to ask their mom if they can post it or whatnot. And then Leia realizes that her brother is choking. This is the moment that happened.
You okay?
Oh, my gosh. She's patting his back. That was him?
Are you okay?
Oh my gosh, she's
okay?
Breathing.
Hold on, I can go get mom.
So she grabs the phone. She performs the Heimlich maneuver on him. At first, she's hitting him on the back. And then, you know, hold on, that could get the item stuck in lodged even further inside your throat. So she gets behind him. I'm talking in seconds. Doesn't think twice. Two pumps, boom, the candy goes flying. The candy goes flying out. And she's so calm. And he says, I'm okay. She jumps off the trampoline, grabs the phone. That's the last you see. I'm going to go get mom. But my goodness, had she not known what to do,
That's a scary moment.
I don't know that her little brother would have survived.
I remember we were sitting at the kitchen table, and my brother T was eating a hot dog.
You eating a wiener?
Yeah, and he inhaled like the bottom part of it, and he started choking, and he started making
You're not making a noise. You're not making any noise.
And my mom was the only one who knew what to do, and she got up, she gave him the Heimlich maneuver, and boom, the hot dog went flying across the room, hit the window.
Oh my gosh! Who had to pick that up?
I think the dog ate it.
Oh my! You're kidding. Well, at least nobody had to grab that.
He had run across the room. He's like, "Ooh, food!"
That's great. Well, I just
but it was a really, really scary moment.
Of course. Well, 10-year-old Leia, she actually learned how to do the Heimlich during babysitting class. So she's a certified babysitter. I remember our daughter, Ava Maddock, wanted to be a babysitter, and she asked me, can I take these classes? And they teach you different things so that when a couple hires you or whomever hires you, you can feel safer knowing that that sitter has these skills in case of an emergency.
Now as a grown adult I'm a bit of a lone wolf, I feel like I kind of want to take some of these first aid classes.
Right?
I didn't know they offered these in different situations. I just always thought my mom yelled at me to chew my food just to be civil.
No.
But
so some of the foods you have to look out for, I always told Otto, grapes, what do? We would cut them up.
Yep.
For the kiddos.
Over
cut
babies.
The grapes.
Yeah.
Oh, they fit right right
like
into that little slot.
Easiest thing for them to choke onto.
Weenies, same thing. You cut them into like tiny little pieces. I mean, there's just certain foods that get lodged. And if you look at the warheads, they're kind of perfect.
You know what's one thing I hate choking on is y'all ever choked like on a piece of ice?
Oh, that's the worst.
That's the worst because it just
hurts. You have to wait for it to melt.
It slowly goes down. You can just feel it coming down your throat.
So I almost choked on water one time. Remember, Otto was talking to you? It was so embarrassing. He's on the phone out of town. I'm in our apartment. And I was so excited talking to him. I just inhaled water. Well, I could not make a sound. And he could tell I was choking. I started banging on the
This is like 3 weeks ago.
I had to push my stomach up against the
corner of the
kitchen sink. So I know the Heimlich. So if you're alone, you have to do that. And he's screaming, run downstairs.
I was freaking out because I wasn't there and I knew she was home alone. So I was like, go to the elevator, go downstairs, do something.
I would have died if I hadn't known how
to
do that.
Little Leia is proud of you, Dana.
Yes, exactly. So there's certain things that your kiddos should know. For instance, if there is a grease fire in the kitchen, you do not throw water on it. What do you throw on it? Anthony, I'm testing you. What do you throw on a grease fire?
First of all, I don't like pop quizzes. All right. Don't do that to me. What are you going to do?
Flour. If you don't have a fire extinguisher, you throw flour on a grease fire.
Because I got flour laying around.
Yeah.
Because Anthony's baking all the time. Yeah.
that's the remedy?
Homemade cookies. 2025? That's the only thing.
We have a hologram objects and just almost flying
AI
cars.
AI everywhere and all you need is flour.
Some baking flour. Anyway.
You also, stranger danger. Teach your kiddos, stranger danger normally is someone that's being super nice. You think it's a scary monster? No. Anyone who comes up to you and says, let's go, I've got candy, my dog. What? No. You do not go with a stranger. And then the oldie but goodie. Stop, drop, and what?
Roll.
One time
I caught on fire, I started.
What happened?
I started a bonfire outside. Me and my friends, we used to have this little place that we would hang out. We called the Log of Thought, and it was a cold night. So I decided, you know what? We need a little bonfire. And I got this pot, and I put some sticks in there, put some paper in there, and I threw a match in there. It didn't want to start, so I went to my neighbor's house, and he had a gas can in the back of his truck.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh.
So I got a little bit of gas, and I threw it. I, like, got on my tippy toes, and I dropped it into the pot, and I thought, well, that should start it. And then, woof, the fire went straight into the stream of the fuel. And it blew up. And it almost blew up in my hand, but I threw it up in the air. And then the trees were on fire. The ground was on fire.
You were on fire.
I was on fire. And I had just got this brand new jacket that my mom had got me. And I was thinking stop, drop, and roll. But I thought if I ruin this jacket, my mom's going to kill me. So I didn't stop, drop, and roll. I actually ran to some snow and slid into it and threw it on top of myself. And that's what put out the fire.
The moral of the story is don't be starting random fires, okay? That's the moral of this story. And remember, there are babysitting classes for your kiddos to learn. They don't even have to be babysitters to get it down.
And first aid classes for grown adults like myself.
Okay, so we have a caller who's been holding for a minute. Zach, hi, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
I was just calling in because I was listening to the radio show, and you do not throw flour on a fire, a grease fire, you throw baking soda.
Thank you.
Look at these. No, both of you, Otto, you co-signed on it too.
I was just agreeing with her because I thought she knew.
Look at it.
I thought I knew too. I swear.
Gosh, Dana, out here giving the public misinformation.
I would have been in my apartment just burning up.
I've done it before. It's so bad. We had a fire in the oven, and I threw flour on it, and it exploded.
Oh,
and
no,
the oven was on fire.
No.
Oh, thank okay. God for Zach.
Okay, it's yeah, baking no. powder.
Baking soda.
Baking soda.
Come on.
Okay.
Baking soda. Baking soda.
I need to take a class again.
I think if you look it up, I think that that's actually what they use in the fire extinguisher.
Okay, it's baking soda.
Something.
That's the ingredient. That's the main ingredient inside of a fire extinguisher.
I almost went and bought a bunch, like a pound of correct. Flour for no reason.
You know what, Anthony? You could have baked us some cookies. How
thank
about
you,
that?
Zach.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Zach,
bye-bye.
We love
thank you.
Bye. Oh my gosh! Thank God Zach called, or I just would have given everybody all this misinformation.
Dana's gonna have some explosive fireball going through somebody's kitchen.
I'm surprised little Leia isn't calling us right now. Dana, you're wrong.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Could this be the biggest 4th of July celebration of all time? Kanye West. He's going on tour, right? He's doing a little 1-2 step. He's stopping in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome.
Which is going to be humongous.
Yeah, remember the Alamo, right? It's going to be a lot here.
San Antonio needed this. It needs a little pick-me-up after the
Spurs. Oh, I know.
After the Spurs.
Wimbanyama.
Had a great season, but they came up short.
I notice I'm not going like I usually do. Wimbanyama. But Kanye West, in my opinion, first of all, incredible catalog, classic catalog. It's the 4th of July. He is making an attempt to redeem himself. He is medicating himself. He's working on his mental health. His wife says that he really is trying to prove that he doesn't want to go back to that dark place that he was in. Remember, he's sick. He has mental health issues, so he has to be medicated. I think it's a great thing for the 4th of July. There'll probably be fireworks and all kinds
of craziness.
I've
probably seen Kanye live 5 times, and every single time he did not disappoint.
You were in a mosh pit last time. I'm like, what are you doing? I was so scared. Break a leg out there.
It's going to be one of the most anticipated concerts of the year as well, too, because it's also America's 250th birthday. So you know Kanye's not just going to not do something over the top, very Kanye-centric.
For sure, for sure. What do you think is also another like celebration you got to do when it comes to 4th of July? Immediately, for me, it's barbecue. You gotta have a barbecue.
I just thought of hot dogs right away.
Hot dogs? Hot dogs are very Americana.
Hot dogs, hamburgers.
Brisket.
Mustard potato salad.
Sausage. Pickles. Onions.
Popsicles.
And that real fattening white bread, like that Wonder Bread, you know what I mean? You just put that pink.
You know,
what's that? That hot link? That real pink, like cheap hot link is so good on the Wonder Bread.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what it is either. It's a Mexican hot link. It's so good. So that's very Americana.
I got lost in the question. I forgot you asked because you started listing all kinds of groceries that lead to us having Ozempic. How about that? That's American. You're eating all those stuff and then you just take an Ozempic shot. That's
something
my favorite
else,
pastime.
Producer Jack just talked about lake days. For the 4th,
yes.
Going on the lake, riding in the boat, getting so inebriated because you're on the water, you don't even realize it till you get off, and then you're just burnt. Like that pink hot dog, like that pink link. The next day you wake up, you're like, oh my God.
I'll never forget, for 4th of July, my mom told us, she's like, we're not going to light fireworks because if you wanted to burn my money on fire, I'll just give you a $20 bill. You can wave it around.
No. That's not very American.
What?
Actually, that is.
A financial lecturing from your single mom? I think that's very American.
All I ever got when I was little, because I'm scared of fireworks, are the black snakes and the sparklers. Me and the Native American from Joe Dirt. Like, I felt him in my soul. I felt him.
You're the least adventurous person ever.
That's adventurous. A sparkler is very, very exciting.
Shout out to the smoke bombs.
I love those too. Remember the smoke bombs?
Oh, of course.
I hate it when people would throw those at me.
We used to have bottle rocket wars. That was so much fun.
It's not. You can remember the NFL player that lost his finger doing that?
They were throwing like,
launchers.
Yeah, what are they called? The big ones?
Those are Roman candles.
No, not the Roman candles. The ones that they actually use at the fireworks shows.
Artillery shells.
That's what he got hit in the head with.
No, he wasn't. He was holding a bottle rocket launcher. You can look it up. And he lost a finger. NFL career ruined. We play safe here, okay? Sparklers and black cats.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic, my husband, he threatened me in public, Anthony, the other day. We are having...
Threatened you?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
You threatened me. We were having lunch at our little Greek spot. This Mediterranean food is delicious. And I like, man, tzatziki, all of that. I'm getting in line because it's a buffet. And I get my Greek salad, and then I get my tzatziki sauce. By the way, I get extra because DJ Automatic likes to dip his in mine. You know what I'm saying? Also at lunch. And then I get my lamb and my pita bread and all my favorites, my little bit of rice. I sit down to enjoy my meal. Mind you, I eat slow. I'm a
very
slow eater.
Very slow.
Because I'm enjoying it. I'm biting it. I'm chewing it.
Savoring.
I'm tasting it. Exactly. I am not inhaling it and just, I don't know, just trying to hurry up.
Just eating, because that's what you're
no,
there
you're
to do.
No, you're supposed to eat. You're supposed to chew. You, for some reason, have never learned that automatic. So then we're almost done, or he's done, and he said, I'm going to leave you here at this restaurant if you don't hurry up. And you can figure out how you're going to pay for your meal. Mind you, I'm not even done with my first plate. We're at a buffet. I said, Otto.
I don't think I said that.
That's exactly what you said, I swear.
Well, how long have we been there then?
Not very long. Not very long
to where
at all.
I have finished eating, that's for sure.
There's a lot of extremes happening here. It's
extremely rude
that
my husband, DJ Automatic, would tell me in a public place, I'm leaving. And you know what else he said? You can figure out how to pay, too, if you don't hurry. I don't have any money. I did not say that. Yes, you did. We just left Planet Fitness. We just left the gym.
Automatic, do you have a response or are you ready for a cross interrogation?
Okay, I just want to know why I have to sit around and wait for you to finish eating.
Because it's rude
No, it's rude of you to think that I need to wait because, okay, there's a normal amount of time that you take to eat, which, let's say, a half an hour. That's a normal amount of time.
That is not. I have to arrange my food. I don't like my food to touch.
Here, this is all this. Okay.
It takes me a minute just to arrange my food.
If we go to McDonald's, it's an hour-long meal because she is literally taking each French fry, dipping the tip of it in the ketchup, and then taking a small nibble.
Dana thinks
I should put my life on pause for that?
Automatic, do you eat as fast as you walk?
Probably faster.
Oh, my God. Because you walk. You're the fastest walker I've ever been around.
I finally figured out my anxiety. Anxiety contributes to a lot of the things I do.
Okay, so then overanalyzing everything. With that question being posed to you, Automatic, I will say, Dana Cortez, you are one of the slowest eaters, if not the slowest eater I know in my whole life.
But you've never said, I'm leaving.
Because he just gets up and walks away.
No, he does not.
And then he said, no, yes, he does. He says, oh, I'm out. Or I'm going to go to my room.
You know what? Dana eats so slow that if we have like a dinner meeting, I take a nap before. Because I know we're going to be at that dinner for 5 hours.
It's going to be a three. We're not in Spain. Dinner doesn't last for five hours.
Dana's one of those meals and yap people, too. Like, that meme is her.
Well, if I'm talking and I'm eating, it's going to be a little bit longer. But I didn't even talk that day.
Business partners know now that when we sit down, they say, hey, Dana, why don't you just order right away? We're going to talk. And then.
Either way, you should just wait for me. That was so rude. We're out in public and you say that in front of people. Mind you, it was a new group of people that came in because everybody that we walked in with already left.
Dana, if there's shift rotations going on at the restaurant you're at, you're eating too slow, my friend.
The girl that works there knows us by name now because we pretty much live there because that's how long it takes for Dana to finish a meal.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Jay-Z are all connected. And this goes back decades. Do you recall when Taylor Swift won an award at the MTV Music Awards?
Years ago.
Okay, she won an award and Kanye West came in.
That one, yeah.
And interrupted her. And, oh, Taylor, I love you, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. And Beyonce was so upset by that she actually called Taylor on stage when she won an award.
Up for my first MTV award with Destiny's Child. And it was one of the most exciting moments in my life. So I'd like for Taylor to come out and have her moment.
Wow. And they have remained fast friends for all these years. Okay, fast forward years later, I believe it was 2017, Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z, was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame as the first hip-hop artist. Okay, flash forward, guess who just got inducted? Taylor Swift.
Rightfully so.
At age 36.
Which is crazy.
She melted my heart with her speech.
It was easy to choose songwriting over everything else in my life, but it couldn't have been easy for my parents and my brother. to just pick up and move our entire family from Pennsylvania to relocate to Nashville so that I could hone my craft in the songwriting capital of the world. But after it became obvious that this was not even remotely a temporary phase their tween daughter was going through, they uprooted their entire lives to move me to Music City. And even though words are supposed to kind of be my thing, I will never be able to express my gratitude to you guys for doing that for me. You're the reason I'm here tonight.
The sacrifice of her entire family. She mentions her brother all the time because obviously he's on the road. He's part of the management team. But for a parent to get up and leave because their child has a dream.
They must have really believed in that dream.
She's just a prodigy, in my opinion. If you just watch her write and putting her songs together, you realize there's something special about her. And you can go back video after video when she was just 10, 11, 12. Like, they must have known, we're leaving because this child has something going on.
I'm sure they didn't know that she was going to be one of the biggest stars of all time, though.
But I feel like my grandmother sacrificed everything for me. She made me her entire world. She orbited around me. Her entire existence was to make sure that I was safe, that I was loved, that I was fed, that I had everything that I could, that I needed. We didn't have monetary things. Like, we tiny little house. It was the big house, you know, but it's still under 1,000 square feet. In my opinion, it was grand. And those sacrifices paid off. And that's what you do. You invest in your children so that they can lead bigger and better lives than you. My mom worked all the time. I don't know that kids understand. I didn't understand it when I was little. I didn't appreciate it.
I didn't understand it at that point. But now that I'm older and I realize all the different tournaments and baseball coaching and stuff my dad did for
me. Right?
Real sacrifice. It was a lot of money. I grew up humble beginnings, and to go to, you know,
code
Arkansas
poor.
Or go to, another state somewhere to go play in a tournament was a lot of money for us. And my dad always made it happen.
Yeah, that's what
Thank
I mean.
Thank you.
I know sometimes your parents give you a hard time. Even when you get older, they give you a hard time. But in the end, it's because they want you to live such a better life than they did. And they don't want you to make those stupid mistakes that they did, even though you will. Don't give them such a hard time. They love you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.